GOP leaders say they'll advance their plan piece by piece over the next 4 to 6 years as the state can afford it. They estimate the tax breaks would eventually cost the state $55 million per budget cycle in lost revenue. The proposal would eliminate state capital gains taxes when people invest long-term gains in Wisconsin businesses. It would offer tax breaks to companies that locate near airports, to businesses that make small engines, and to companies that deploy broadband equipment for high-speed internet in rural areas. Brookfield GOP Senator Ted Kanivas says that if the state is more business-friendly, workers will benefit. He says Wisconsin can take a cue from its neighbors.
The difference between Minnesota's economy and Wisconsin's economy right now is the median wage. They have higher paying jobs in Minnesota than we do in Wisconsin. That has to change. And if we change that, the opportunities for Wisconsinites is going to be extraordinary.
Some parts of the Republican plan already have Governor Jim Doyle's backing, such as a proposal that would make it easier for public researchers to profit from their discoveries. Another piece already introduced by Doyle would offer tax breaks to biotech firms. But Doyle has already called on lawmakers to change at least one element that would prevent lawsuits against former lead paint manufacturers. And Democratic Senate Minority Leader Judy Robson says the overall proposal should address health insurance costs, since that's the biggest problem businesses face. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.